So, Mr. Finlay, former principal of Glenlola Collegiate, you're very welcome, and thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Can I ask you, is there a memory of Glenlola that stands out most for you?
I have to say, honestly, there are probably far too many.
Sure.
I did try to rationalise them down and to think, yes, there are a couple. They're probably on to be expected. One was whenever I first came to the school, this school was the only school in Northern Ireland to achieve all GCSEs 100% pass. Now, that to me was a bit of a shock that we were the only school, but we were. So I inherited, because it was not my year that achieved this, but I had those girls then from the senior school, and that was a great start. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was tremendous, and full credit to Jim Hagen and the staff before me, because they'd obviously worked very well. So that was a very happy start. Then I think I move on a few years, the award of the Charter Mark. I think that was 1997. It was certainly around the centenary year, 97-98. And that was a lovely achievement, because we had to go be reviewed and inspected by these dignitaries from England. Mm-hmm. And the girls took over. They absolutely put it in front of them, what we did, how we did it, why we did it. And it was a great pleasure just to sit, listen to them. Mm-hmm. They were super.
Yeah.
And they weren't particularly chosen.
Uh-huh.
They volunteered. So the award of the Charter Mark was a super achievement, we thought. And then that was phased out, I don't know, a couple of years after that, to some other new scheme. Anyway, there was that. And then we had a few lean years when nothing much really happened, until we got to the new school. And I'll save part of that for later.
Okay.
But basically, that was a huge pleasure to have that announcement. So, you know, all of that, but those are just events. There were people, particularly the staff and the girls, who made those events or were part of making those events. Mm-hmm. And that was the real pleasure, to sit back and say, gee, you know, these are bright girls. Give them their lead and they'll do it. Mm-hmm. These are good staff. You know, encourage them. Please don't, you know, mm-hmm. get in their way. So there was that. Probably, Jenny, there was the three events I can recall best. There were plenty of other issues and events, but I'll maybe mention something.
Okay. Do you have a memory that makes you still laugh today? That you can talk about.
That I can talk about. Yes. I do. I have a couple. I'll try and keep them brief. One of them is slightly longer, I think, than the others. But one was, I still have a passion for gardening, and when this new school was up and running, I insisted that we had gardens on the entrance area coming down to the reception that could be planted, particularly with fruit trees. I took it on in the summertime and quite happily came down here and did school work, and then went out and did the horticulture, did the Percy thrower. And on one of these occasions, I was working at the plum tree, which is no longer there, by the way.
Oh, dear.
But they have a life expectancy.
Okay.
Anyhow, and I was in my old clothes, really quite gardening wear.
Okay.
It wasn't a very pleasant day. It had been damp and wet. And I was the only person there. And this couple, I presumed husband and wife, came walking down the pathway. And I was right beside them, and says, I bid them good day. And they stopped and they said, is the school open? And I said, yes, I think it is. There's certainly somebody in the office, if you just go down to the office. So they trickled off, and then I thought to myself, I wonder, have I an appointment?
You're standing in the garden.
And I'm saying, I said, gee. And Margaret was on holiday. So I nipped in I'd come out through technology.
Yes.
So I nipped in through technology and along the corridor, hands washed, hair half combed, and the phone rang. It was the office. Mr. Finlay, Mr. and Mrs. are here to see you. Thank you. Would you just give me a few moments and then bring them up? It's absolutely true. So they came in and I said, welcome, welcome. My name is Richard Finlay. I'm the headmaster. And I thought the guy was going to have a fit. He looked, the visitor, he looked at me. I said, yes, this is my, I normally dress for certain occasions, but not for today. I was gardening today.
Not today.
And I sat down, and it was the best laugh in many ways, because I was thinking, sort of, what are they thinking at the moment? Here's me, probably steam still rising, you know, sweat still dropping.
Not looking quite your best.
And not.
Were these prospective parents?
They turned out to be. They were had come from England, and had tried to get. They didn't realise about the system, of transfer post year eight, and they'd been told to go along to the school. So that's what they were about. But I mean, I did feel for them. The end of the story is they didn't send their daughter here. I can't imagine.
Oh, very good.
So maybe we missed a future in the science stand, who knows? But we did, but I was not looking at my best.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's the bit I suddenly realised, I wonder if I had an appointment.
You'd still been standing out there in the room.
And I hadn't told the office where I was, particularly. You know,
yes, of course.
I just. I forget who was in the office, but it was.
Oh,
but that was a long time ago. That was one.
Are there more?
Well, yeah, there's a couple. I'll tell you the one about the announcement of the school.
The new school?
A little bit of quick history. The background was 25, 30 years of getting nowhere. Working in the old building, which was a strange linear layout, had no heart to it. Very functional. All that could be said was it passed go just about. But we ended up, as probably people will tell you, about 40 odd mobiles, which weren't mobiles, they were temporary classrooms, but they weren't temporary classrooms, they were permanent. And they filled every space. We had G block, famous H block, and we had J block all around the school. There were more girls in temporary classrooms than there were in the main school. And every attempt we made to get anyone with any influence or any importance to come down and see the school failed. Not that people didn't come, but they came in good weather. And they came when the sun was shining, when the cherry trees were in full bloom, and everybody was happy. And I could not get this right. I said, this is crazy. Every time we tried. This particular occasion, two of our girls had been awarded special achievements from the Department of Education, not so much for their academic work, but for their contribution to society and the community. There was a scheme around at the time. I've actually forgotten the name of the scheme, but it was very good. So two of our girls were to be presented, and we were told someone from department would be there. So, the next thing we were told, it would be held in a certain afternoon up in the old library, and there were to be politicians there, there were to be Department of Education officials, there were to be council people. The great and the good were to be invited, because this was a big event for these two girls and their families. So, happy to do that, but I said to my chairman at the time, look, we've tried everything and failed. We're getting nowhere. I said, and he said, write me a speech and I will read it out. I will, no holds barred, write it. I will just tell them exactly what we think of them. I said, I'm with you there. So I scripted out this fairly hard-hitting speech for the chair to read, and came the day, and the great and the good assembled, and Mr. John McFall, MP, was the Parliamentary Under Secretary of State. He's a hard-nosed little Scotsman, a wee Glaswegian, and he turned up, and his other dignitary turned up. I said, right, but I couldn't see the chairman. A few pleasantries were exchanged, and there's no sign of the chairman. So I'm looking through a fair crowd in the library. It's not a big library, I couldn't spot him. And then just before this, the chairman of the area board, very nice guy called Mervyn Dixon, and Jack Fitzsimons, who was the chief executive, said to me, well, you're a very happy man today, aren't you? And I said, not really. Yeah, it's great for the girls, yeah, thank you. And they said, no. Don't you know why this minister's coming down? I said, no, I've no idea. Nobody spoke to me. I didn't even know you were coming. And he said, sorry about that. Well, the minister is going to announce the new school. I went drained because Ivan Thompson, that's our chairman,
primed,
had the speech and he hadn't quite turned and I spotted him. And he come slipped in the back. I had to fight my way through. I said, sure. Keep talking.
Yeah.
Fought my way around to the back and got Mr. Thompson. And he won't mind me saying this. And he said, no. He said, I need to speak to you. I need to speak to you outside. I said, I've big news. And he said, nope, I'm not holding back tonight. We've had enough of this. I said, give me the speech. And I managed to get the speech off him. Uh-huh. I said, let me tell you something. Mr. McFall is going to announce the new school. And I was, no, he is, honestly, he is. That's why they're all here. But nobody told us.
Why?
What?
Why did they not say? Is it a
surprise? We nearly blew it. I mean, can you imagine what would have happened if the chairman had stood up and his words of welcome and lamb-blasted? The politicians, the press were all there, photographers were all there, and hit them with the speech that I had written, because it was a good speech.
Might leave with that offer. Oh no.
So I still laugh at the escape. It was a great escape. Because everything was great news, of course. Once the minister made his speech and announced the school, we all cheered and how close were we to having the major gaffe on our hands?
Uh-huh.
But we didn't. That was good. True story.
Good management.
You may say so. good eyesight. I spotted the chairman coming in the back column. And the last one I'm going to tell you involved myself and the girls. I'm not sure if you happen to be in assembly on the occasion. Assemblies in my time, maybe they're the same, used to be houses took assembly. One morning was junior and middle, junior, and next was middle and senior, and then the houses and the form groups all met. If that's still the same system, good, that's fine. You know, I know. So basically, Tuesday morning, kids assembly, it was house and with responsibility, and the houses sat to one side of me, and the senior teachers sat on the other side. And my job was really just to say, welcome, good morning. And then at the very end, stand up and say, assembly is dismissed.
Uh-huh.
This particular morning, the head of house, I have a feeling it was Weir, but I'm not. Wouldn't swear to that. Stood up and she read a very short message. Nice little message. And then the deputy head stood up and said a very short prayer. And this had taken about 30 seconds.
Okay.
And I looked around to see the other heads of houses
laughing.
All shaking their heads. I turned around to the staff. All shaking their heads. I thought to myself, this is going to be the shortest ever assembly. Uh-huh. I mean, it's going to be, but I don't wonder why they even came to assembly. The previous day, on the Monday, there had been a parents' afternoon. I forget which one, but school stopped at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I said, right. And that was the 31st of March. And basically I stood up and said, girls, I owe you an apology, staff. I'm sorry. I do owe you an apology. Because yesterday you were shortchanged. You had to finish school at 3 o'clock. There's a half an hour education every one of you missed. And the staff, I'm sorry, you missed perhaps a lesson that you would like to have finished, perhaps a double period. I'm sorry. I do apologise. I want to make it up to you all. So today, just want to let you know, we're going to work for 45 minutes extra today. And it's all my gasps, and the staff suddenly woke up and looked at me. So I think that's fair, because the 45 minutes will make up for the 30 minutes you missed. And I think you hope you agree with me. You think that's a fair deal. That's just, except for one girl who tittered. Excuse me. Someone is laughing. Who is laughing? Hand up. Stand up. Please, thank you. Why are you laughing? I think it's an April Fool. And I said, yes, you're right. And I said, gotcha. Assembly is dismissed.
I walked off. Everybody was just left gobsmacked.
Stop. Sorry. I thought it was a good one.
That was a good one. And very just...
Instant. It wasn't planned. It wasn't planned. It couldn't be. Because I expected the girls to have something. Yes, some announcements, and the staff some announcements. And I could pick up on some of the announcements and say, look, that's an important one for year 10. Now, please, maybe ask the head of year 10 just to repeat it to make sure you're all gone.
Oh, very good. So, probably quite a hard question, but if you had the choice, would you rather be principal today or during the time you were principal of Villanova?
I think, honestly, being the principal is a huge honour. It really is. And I wouldn't exchange my time here for anything. I really wouldn't. And I'm not sure if I've really kept up to speed with what's really happening. Some of the things, I wonder what they're about. So in many ways, I was very happy to have my 18 years, I think. Yes, 18 years here. And I got to grips with it after about 50. But basically, no, I would definitely prefer the time I was here. I think the world had not moved in some directions that I find rather questionable, or not even understanding them. And in all honesty, no, there was a lovely time, and I wouldn't change it.
Mm-hmm. With some massive changes at the time.
Well, there had
for the better.
Yeah, but there had been changes came in, and some of them were not. Well, some of them were. The exam system was changing and changing and changing. I mean, you didn't know whether you were in AS or whatever it was, the system they brought in another year, and all the marking schemes and systems were all changing. Every time you went along to a review meeting, somebody felt they had to review it. And he kept saying, what's wrong with this? Is he leaving it, trying to work it through? So, I know, yes, there were changes, I'm sure, but we managed the changes and kept pace with them. Mm-hmm. And I think the staff did brilliantly. I really do. Mm-hmm. Because they had to, they were the ones who had to deliver.
Yes.
And they had to keep saying and deliver.
Yes, yes, be able to keep, yeah,
yeah,
keep going.
Yeah.
When you think of Glendola, what comes to mind?
I just think the fact that the school is here for girls' education, and it gives, I always thought Glendola gave girls the best of opportunities for themselves to find their own feet, find good friends for life, hopefully, and prepare themselves for a future which no one could be sure about. But I don't feel we ever sent girls out into the world without the staff, and particularly playing a major influence with them. Not telling them what to do, but advising them. Not being given the negatives, but giving the positives,
mm-hmm.
and saying there's a world out there. Now, go out and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please. And I felt that what I think of is the school did its best for 7 years, you know, of education, secondary level education, to prepare them for the next and probably pretty crucial stage. Where were they going to go? Where were they going to find their feet in the world of work? Were they going to stop at what they'd left school with? Or hopefully they wouldn't, they would go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I keep thinking, that's what Glendola was about.
Yes.
We were just a snapshot in their life, really, a period of time where they came to us and, say, 7 years later, 5 years later, they left, and hopefully we had prepared them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of former pupils have said that's exactly what
really?
Has been done.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, that without it they wouldn't have been as successful as
mm-hmm.
they were. So.
But that's a compliment to the staff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. I mean, this school was blessed with a lot, and I mean a lot, of very conscientious staff. I don't think all schools had that
level.
Talent.
Mm.
You know.
Quite a difficult question, but could you describe Glendola in 3 words?
Okay. I could say Nisi Dominus Frustra. I thought it was very clever, that one.
That was, yes. Nobody's used that.
Ah, you see, because no one knows what it means.
That's very true as well.
I looked it up, and in English, those 3 words mean, unless the Lord builds the house, all those who live there labour in vain. Apparently,
okay.
That's condensed that down into Latin, and you've got Nisi for unless, Dominus was Lord, and then this word frustra comes in, and that means all the rest.
Okay.
There's that. I always liked it because I thought, okay, I bet you nobody else knows it.
Yeah.
But that was our motto, as it is. But no, I'm going for the chorus of Tina Turner, Simply the Best.
Brilliant.
Good record.
Mm-hmm.
1990 something. Still belts it out.
Mm-hmm. That's Glendola.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Thank you so much.